Hey, welcome back to School Spirit, everybody. This is Tom McNew, and of course, Miss Robin Spencer is with me again.
Hi, friends. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter, indeed. And this is the second of three episodes where we're talking with some of our seniors over here at Holy Trinity Catholic High School in Temple, and finding out a little bit more about them and their educational careers and their plans and goals for life, and how Catholic schools in general, but Holy Trinity specifically, have helped shape those goals and those plans as they've journeyed through their educational path. So without further ado, I want to introduce Gregory and John. Thank you both, gentlemen, for coming in here. Gregory, why don't we start with you? Why don't you introduce yourself to the 2.2 million people that are listening right now?
I'm Gregory. I'm a senior here at Holy Trinity Catholic High School. I've been here for my whole 4 years of high school. Prior to that, I was living in Arizona. I was going to a public school on a military base.
Okay. And you have brothers and sisters?
I got two brothers.
Younger, older?
Both younger.
Both younger. So you're the oldest of three?
Yes, I am.
And where do your brothers go to school?
One of them goes to Vintage Christian. Mm-hmm. The other is currently homeschooled.
Okay. John, introduce yourself, please.
Oh, I'm John Mottram. I'm from right here in Temple, Texas. I started off, I guess I should say, first of all, that I've been in Catholic school my entire life, too. Yeah. I started off in Killeen at St. Joseph's Catholic School, mm-hmm. there until second grade. Then I came here, started going to St. Mary's from second grade up until, I think it was sixth grade. I took a momentary break to be homeschooled around, like, when the pandemic hit. Mm. But even still then, I'd say that was still Catholic school because my parents are both very Catholic. And then after that, I finished up at St. Mary's in eighth grade, and I've been here all 4 years.
Wonderful. So what extracurricular activities do you guys get involved with?
Well, as for me, I'd say that I've been really big into speech and debate in the time that I've been here.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Do you play any sports or just speech and debate, really?
No. I always wanted to do sports, but yeah. During my time in high school, I figured that I should hone in on things that are going to, like, develop me.
Sure.
For, I guess, communication skills is sort of the big thing that I was hitting on. So I sort of...
Do you just like to argue or... No, I'm kidding.
a little, I guess.
But what was the spur to get you to debate and speech?
Well, I guess when I came into high school, I wasn't very confident in my mm-hmm. ability to sort of, like, communicate myself or the ideas that I have to other people. Mm-hmm. And I always wanted to be able to do that. And I figured that speech and debate would be the best platform for me to be able to do that mm-hmm. while I'm in high school. I also can say that I do kind of like to argue.
Have you had the opportunity to do any of the competitions within schools?
Oh, yes, definitely. I've competed in lots of competitions.
Wonderful.
I think that's led me to some good results. Like, great. Just this year, I was state champion in Lincoln Douglas debate and in persuasive speaking.
Wonderful.
State champion.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's just not something you just kind of bandy about there. Well. That's the entire state of Texas.
Well, it's only the 2A schools, but...
Only the 2A schools. That's humility right there, folks. That's pretty impressive. Talk about that competition a little bit. What does that mean when you say Lincoln-Douglas debates? What does that mean? For those of us that are uninformed, what does that mean?
Oh, of course. Like, normally when you think of debate, you just sort of think of people going back and forth, and that's pretty much...
We think about what we see on TV, which is a media event.
Oh, yeah.
As not opposed to something that's actually probably real life, but go ahead.
It's pretty much just one person... There's a specific resolution that you're debating, which is pretty much just like, this is a good idea or this is a bad idea.
Okay.
And you take either of those stances on the topic. You either say, this is good or this is bad. And it's very organized. You go back and forth in organized speeches with set time limits. You present a case and then you argue against your opponent's case. Mm-hmm. And at the end of it, a panel of judges decide who presented the best case and who was able to present the best arguments against their opponent's case. Hmm. And I guess they liked me.
And do you get to, do you don't have anything to do choosing the topic, is that correct? That's just given to you, or?
Well, for the state meet, the topic mm-hmm. is just picked out by the committee for UIL. Okay. But for other circuits, like the National Speech and Debate Association, uh-huh. they have a program where you can, they send out topic voting at the beginning of each of the segments of the season for the year, so you can pick out those topics.
Okay. Because you have to be pretty well versed in a lot of variety of things that, when you don't know what your topic's going to be when you're in competition, so that's...
Yeah, yeah. There's time to prepare beforehand, but most of the time it's things that I'm not really thinking about all that much.
There you go.
Like just this last one was about standardized testing in K-12 education and whether or not it's detrimental to equity.
Ah.
And that's a lot of big words.
Yes. It is a lot of big words. Yes. Yeah.
Interesting debate as well.
That was a topic at the state meet that you went through that
yes.
just recently? Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. That's fantastic. Well, congratulations on that. That's pretty awesome.
Thank you.
Gregory, how about you? What extracurricular activities have you been involved with here?
I haven't been involved with sports or forensics very much. Something I have gotten involved with in the past couple of years is we have started an esports team. Mm. And
What does that mean, esports?
It's competition with video games.
Oh, electronic sports.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, I got it.
Wonderful. So tell us a little more about that.
There are three main games that we've focused on, all being Nintendo ones. We've got our more team-based multiplayer a turf war game called Splatoon, fighting game Super Smash Brothers. And the racing game, Mario Kart.
Okay.
It's mostly been Super Smash Brothers. What we do is we have our team, and we have our practice days where we battle with each other. Okay. And then on game days, what we'll do is we will connect with the system of another school, and we have a bracket competition.
Oh, neat. Yeah. So did you say you were instrumental in starting this program here?
I was one of the best players early on.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful! And so this is really great. So the opportunities here, then, your instructors, your teachers, give you the opportunity to kind of reach out and whatever's out there for you guys to pursue that, and they encourage that and they support that. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I'd say so.
Okay.
Now, the esports team, of course, it's very new, so we haven't had much experience. So we did do well this season. We won over half of our games.
Wow.
But of course, there were those times where the other team was just a bit better than we were.
Now, is this also through the same network? Excuse me for my ignorance, but I'm assuming you did this through UIL, the University of Scholastic League, or Speech and Debate, or no?
The Speech and Debate League and all of the extracurriculars that we have mm-hmm. are actually through the Texas Association of Private and Parochial Schools.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. And so is this a part of that? That this is who you compete with, or is there a larger audience that you're competing with, or a larger opportunity?
We use a network called Play Versus.
Okay.
And all the different schools have their teams registered on there.
Ah, okay. So
it provides a chat space so the teams can communicate with each other even when they're in different places.
Okay, great. So this could be private or public.
Yes.
Or even homeschool, I guess, potentially, yes?
Yeah,
if you had enough people for a team.
Sure, yeah, if you had a group of network that was getting together.
That's
really great.
Yeah, that's fascinating.
Wow.
What, you just interested in video games, and that's what kind of spurred this?
I'm also good at debating,
okay,
like arguing, as you say. But I personally just wasn't really into the whole organized thing.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. That's great. So we learned from in the last session, and this was a very educational moment for me. Mm. And so I'm going to ask both of y'all. There's Harry Potter-style houses here within the school.
Oh, yeah.
So which one are you in, John?
I'm in Aiden family.
Okay.
And I'm in Killian family.
Killian family. So talk a little bit about how that has helped kind of, I guess maybe experience that larger community that people talk about here within the school.
Sure. Is that all right if I start off?
Yeah, sure.
All right. I can say that at least for me, I think the families are helpful to like establish a connection mm-hmm. between like all the different classes. Because I know that since we don't have a lot of like actual classes, like mm-hmm. core subjects, English, math, science, history, that are like crossing in between grades,
right.
It gives a good opportunity for us to sort of interact and bond on that level. Mm-hmm. I know that when I was here in like my underclassmen years, when I was a freshman and sophomore, I didn't really get along with the people in my class all that much. But the being in families gave me an opportunity to sort of like bond with the upperclassmen, most particularly with, I guess, at the time, the class that was ahead of me. Mm-hmm. And I think that it really helped me put myself out there. That was one of the main motivators that got me to really get into speech and debate in the first place.
Okay.
And I guess over time, I've learned to appreciate the families in sort of a different way as an upperclassman, as I think it gives me an opportunity. Like every Friday, we have a family prayer service where everyone in the family meets to read the liturgy of the word for the day. And since I was selected as my family head, that's sort of like I'm in charge. Not really. The teachers are in charge, but I'm given the opportunity to read out the liturgy for the day and then offer a reflection on the material. And I think that's both been helpful for like my spiritual development, just on like the base level of learning, getting to know the scriptures more closely. But also it offers me a good opportunity to be a good role model for the underclassmen and to offer them some of my own thoughts and experiences in, I guess...
some mentorship.
Yes.
Yeah.
Through the lens of... I guess the best mentorship that you can get mm-hmm. from like the scriptures.
Sure.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Gregory, experiences?
In terms of interaction within the family.
Yeah.
It's very similar to, it is very much, yeah, as he said. Mm-hmm. Then there's also competitions between the families. Mm-hmm. We'll have our occasional little games that we'll compete with each other in. When it comes to fundraising events, different families will plan different events, or there'll be in that fundraiser a little competition between them. Okay. Right now we've got we call it penny wars, where there are those little jars.
I saw the jars. Yes. Okay.
Adding a penny, that's 1 point. But adding anything other than a point, that's deducting points.
Ah.
So it can only be pennies and it only can be one at a time?
It can be multiple pennies at a time.
Oh, it just has to be a penny.
Mm. Mm. A penny, that's 1 point.
Right.
But if you put in a nickel, that takes away 5 points.
Ah, okay. So if I drop a $100 bill and not that
no,
$100 bill.
That's dangerous.
That's
it would not be helpful.
It's 10,000.
Yeah, 10,000 points.
Yeah,
I wouldn't do that to any of you. That would not be nice.
So, does one family come up with a specific fundraiser, and then everybody participates in that, or is it a main fundraiser, and then within each family, there's the friendly competition to try to promote the fundraiser?
Well, I'd say it's a mix of both. Like all of the families have their own fundraiser that we organize for the year. Like every year we have a charitable event and then we have a fun event that's hosted by the families.
Okay.
And, but there's also events that are like organized more largely either by like a member of the staff or just by the school in general, where, we have the family competition mm-hmm. integrated into it for like more engagement.
Great. And when do you get together as a family in the school day? Like, is there once a week or once a month?
We typically get together on Fridays.
Okay.
In what forum?
Each family has teachers that are assigned to them. Mm-hmm. We go into the classroom of the main teacher.
Okay, and during that family time, Are you talking about everything, or is there some specifics that you kind of...
We start with readings from Scripture. Then we reflect on those. And then we talk about planning events, fundraisers, and the like. Yeah. And then we, you know, then it's basically a study hall.
Okay.
And how long is that?
It's about 30 minutes.
Okay. And then this is freshman, sophomore, junior.
Yeah. Yes.
And do you in any way integrate the younger group, younger children with you at all? Or like K through 8? Or no, you guys are just high school. I don't know. I'm thinking this is like everybody.
That's all right. That's right. Folks, if you're just now tuning in, this is Tom McNew and Robin Spencer here on School Spirit, our weekly program focusing on the Catholic schools. And this is our second of three episodes here with the seniors over at Holy Trinity Catholic High School in Temple. And today we're with Gregory and John. They're sharing their experiences here at the school and how they have grown. And we'll talk more a little bit about that here in the second segment here. But if you missed part of this, or you're not going to get to catch the rest of it, remember that we always rebroadcast this on Sunday. And if for whatever reason life gets in the way and you can't catch any of that, it'll always be on our website. Just go to armorofgodradio.com and click on that schedule tab, and there's a little drop down there, and just scroll down to School Spirit, and all the episodes are available there. So maybe you heard part of an episode, or you want to go back and re-listen to a particular episode, or you want to send an episode to someone to get them to encourage their kids or grandkids to be involved with Catholic schools. That's a great tool to do that. So again, that's all available at armorofgodradio.com. Okay, gentlemen, so I want to talk a little bit now. This is a Catholic high school. Mm-hmm. So talk about how the school environment, the staff, your peers have helped foster your faith journey.
Is it all right if I start on this one too?
Why not?
All right. Well, I can say that definitely in my experience, I at least when I first came here, I wasn't very strong or solid in my faith. Mm. I knew like all of the basics and stuff that I'd learned over the course of like 8 years of Catholic school. I knew my sacraments. I knew my books of the Bible. I knew about Jesus. But I didn't really know who he was or what it meant to really be a Christian in my life. And I think that my time here at Holy Trinity has really sincerely helped me to get past that point. Mm. I mean, like I was saying earlier, I've developed the ability to really genuinely talk to people and offer people some insight into what it means to be Christian via like reflections on the readings or mm-hmm. reflections on the stories of the saints or... just any sort of anything that has to do with what it really means to be Catholic. And I think I really learned that from both the example of my peers and the staff that we have here.
Great.
Like, take for example, the upperclassmen. When I was just here in my freshman year, the senior class that year, there was a boy there named Andrew Lindbergh, yes, of course. He went into Net Ministries after this, and I think he's in the seminary currently.
Oh, wow.
Andrew Lindbergh, yes. Like every Thursday, I think it was, we'd have praise and worship. And mm-hmm. although I was a little bit nervous to really participate in it, you know, I'd never really had an experience like that before, where you just sort of gather together to worship God. But his like his bright presence in like the during the service, it really inspired me to sort of want to be somebody like that.
Wow.
Once I got to the same position that he was at, mm-hmm. and all the other upperclassmen, I could tell that they were all really solid in their faith. Mm. Right? They all were. I guess what was most inspiring about it is that I'd see them participating in Mass, and I'd see them at church, and I'd see them leading like prayer services, and I'd see them offering reflections during family time or when we have the Liturgy of the Word on Mondays. Mm-hmm. And then I'd see them later and they were just regular people. And I guess that really helped me to learn that I don't need to be like a great, perfect, saintly person.
Yep.
And I know that that's like a ridiculous idea to have in the first place, but it I was really able to realize that in my time that I was here, mm-hmm. that I don't need to be somebody big or great to worship God and to lead others towards like fulfillment, happiness, joy, and peace in their life.
Do you have a particular favorite saint?
Well, my favorite saint is my confirmation saint, Saint Augustine. And
very nice.
I was introduced to his confessions, all of his writings and philosophy here at this school. So I can say that's another thing that I took away in terms of my spirituality.
Very nice.
Wonderful. All right.
Gregory, how about you?
Well, he was talking about seeing the seniors during our freshman year and how they were normal people. It's really just you, when you're a freshman here, you see the seniors as examples of what you should aspire to be. And then by the time you're a senior, you don't even realize that you've become that.
Wow.
And suddenly now you have a bunch of freshmen down there who look to you the way you looked at the seniors your freshman year.
Yeah, so you keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful.
That's great.
And who's your favorite saint, or do you have one?
My confirmation saint is less based around their philosophy. Mm-hmm. And of course, I do value philosophy very much. Mine is based more on their humility. That would be Saint Joseph of Cupertino.
Why?
He wasn't the greatest when it came to knowing things, but he was very, very devout in his faith, and he kept trying. And even though his struggles with studying and retaining knowledge, mm-hmm. even though that prevented him numerous times from gaining the priesthood, the fact that he just kept trying, he was eventually granted it.
Yeah.
He was so devout in his faith that there are stories of him levitating during prayer.
Yeah. Perseverance is a word I always think of when I hear about St. John Cupertino. Excuse me, I almost said Cupertino. That's a different saint. No, I'm kidding. Not really. Do you have a question that you want to ask?
Well, I just kind of want to move into perhaps what you have planned next.
Yeah.
I've already been accepted to Baylor, and I'm going to be going there, and I'm going to be a chemistry major.
Okay, that's great. And you do know that at Baylor they have a Newman University Center.
Mm-hmm.
That is a really great opportunity to keep your faith going while you're there, to be a part of that, mm-hmm. right?
Yes, I do know that.
And are you going to live there, or are you going to commute? I know it's not too far, but...
I'm going to be, at least for my first year, I'm going to be living there.
Wonderful. I think that's nice to immerse yourself in the college setting.
Yeah. Why chemistry?
It's something I've been fascinated and really good with since elementary school.
Really? Okay. Is it a specific area or just chemistry in general?
I'm pretty good with all sciences.
Yeah.
But I've zeroed in on chemistry.
Okay. Okay.
What do you hope to do with that degree? Do research?
There are numerous things to do there.
Sure.
I mean, could do research. I could be a chemical engineer. I could even be a demolitionist.
Yes, that's true. Or an instructor.
Blow stuff up.
Wow. Yes. Well, great. So you have opportunities. You're going to kind of look for those as you pursue that avenue. Wonderful. Do you hope to continue the esports?
Gotta get some practice in. I mean, there's a big new system coming out, and whatever comes out on that, gotta get used to that.
Okay, great. All right.
John, how about you? Future plans.
As for me, I've also already been accepted to university. I'm going to go to the University of Mary Harden Baylor just down the road from here.
Nice.
I'll be majoring in pre-pharmacy.
Okay.
And most likely I'll try to pursue a minor in psychology as well.
Okay.
Why pharmacy?
Well, there's a couple of reasons. I can't say that one of the reasons isn't because my brother started off as a major in pre-pharmacy.
Okay.
But then he switched it because he said it was too hard.
So you're trying to just show your brother that it's not hard.
Oh, I can't say that isn't one of the reasons.
Did he go to UMHB as well?
Yeah, he's also going to UMHB currently. Okay.
And how many years older is he?
He's 4 years older than
okay,
I am.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
Yeah. I lost my train of thought.
Sorry. No, I'm sorry. That's my fault. So you were talking about right. why you wanted to get into pharmacy.
I guess there are some other reasons too. Like Gregory, I've really been interested in chemistry my entire mm-hmm. life. That was the science that I think I took to most when I was here at Holy Trinity. Mm-hmm. It sort of just clicked with me really well. And also human anatomy also really worked for me. So I know that those are my strong suits and that I want to use something that would allow in those fields that would allow me to be helpful to other people.
Are you hoping to be a pharmacist or you're not sure yet where you're going from there?
Well, I guess I am a little bit.
You can
bit
do research. You can do, there are many things to do with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I've just put in a plug in both my alma maters. We have had two people going to
there
those.
You go.
I did my undergraduate at UMHB and I did my master's at UT.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yes. That's awesome. Yeah. Okay, folks, listen, if you're just now tuning in, we appreciate that. This has been our second episode here with the seniors at Holy Trinity Catholic High School. Gentlemen, thank you very much for joining us here today. We really, really appreciate your insight and know that we'll keep you in our prayers, and we know that... If the past is prelude, you'll both be very successful in whatever you persevere and put your mind to. And so we wish you nothing but the best in that regard. So, and remember, folks, if you missed some or part of this, you can always catch us again on the Encore on Sunday afternoon at 12 o'clock. Thanks for tuning in. We've got one more week with the seniors here at Holy Trinity. And God bless you guys, and we'll see you next week right here on Armor of God Radio.